while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
800-771-1025. Go, bitch. Button.
Another Johnny B. meltdown.
Man, are you shocked, Will? The touchscreen is acting a little weird.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It does.
All right.
Sometimes. My meltdown is about... Now, I don't want to name any names necessarily and try to...
Do it.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's a very large corporate chain that does automobile repair and also specializes in tires. I would say they are a kingdom of tires.
I was going to say, would you find them like a royal family of tires?
Yes.
I was going to try to dodge that word, but you went right into it.
I would say that, Johnny P.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go there because I got a quote on tires. One of my tires that was on the Kia was on since 2014.
Oh, boy.
Which is bad. So I had to buy new tires. Yeah. And I knew it was only a matter of time before I died. So I went and just put it on the old credit card and got some tires on my car this weekend. Now, I will say, pretty affordable for me for my tiny little car to get tires. The guy, in fact, when I checked out, said, this is the cheapest I've ever seen tires on a car. So I was like, okay, it's still a lot of money, but thank you. Now, I'm listening. There's a trope with these types of businesses, and I've seen, like, that dude on 2020. What's his name? John Stossel.
Yeah.
I remember them bussing these quick oil change places for quoting work that doesn't need to be done.
Of course.
And there was like a crackdown on that, and they charged people a lot of money. And supposedly there's been some, you know, reforms that have come in these types of places, these corporate change.
Right.
I'm listening to other people in this tire place. And they're getting quotes for this work. Like they said, and stuff like, I don't know, maybe it's true, because I don't know anything. I'm not a man.
Right.
But they said, hey, I got some really bad news.
Oh, boy.
And he's on the phone with somebody, and I can hear a guy go, yeah? He goes, now, you put some Freon. Somebody tried to charge it, which wasn't the authorized Freon. And your system is completely ruined.
Oh, my God.
So it's going to be about $3,500.
Ah, for the AC?
Yeah, he goes, you probably just want to trade in the car. And I go, unauthorized Freon?
Huh?
Like, mismatched Freon? Like, that can't be a thing. Is that real?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, but even if they had to replace the whole thing, $3,500?
That seems like a lot.
I
don't know. And then I'm hearing this sweet old lady is in there next to me, and they go, ma'am, we're going to have to do an alignment on your car. And the quote is $725.
Oh,
and I'm going, you're scamming this lady. I mean, a alignment is, what, $100? A couple hundred bucks?
I don't know.
I think it's no more than a couple $100. If that.
I don't know.
So
you would think they would try to help this poor old lady out.
And I almost wanted to go to the old lady and go, don't do it. Don't do it.
Right.
Go to a place down the street and get an alignment for way cheap. But I didn't. It's none of my business.
Just watched her get taken down.
But I know that, and they always find something. There's never been an occasion where I took the car in for an oil change or just some menial maintenance where they haven't given me a quote for a lot of money to fix something that needs to be done pretty soon. This was no exception. And they go, the bearings on your front wheels are going bad. And here's a quote, $790.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Thank you. But, they're just scamming. Everything's a scam.
Uh-huh.
These corporations, these chains and...
Oh, yeah. If you go to a chain auto mechanics place... It's,
don't do it.
Yeah.
For anything but maybe tires. That's
I'm telling you, I went to one about 20 years ago. I got a coupon that my ex-wife, she gave me this coupon for a $10 oil change. So I went in to get an oil change with a coupon, and I'm waiting around in their lobby, and this is in Brandon at a place, and I go, man, it's taking a while. Let me walk around a corner and see what's going on in that bay. I walk around a corner. All my tires are off my car. All my tires are off my car.
Yeah.
I'm getting an oil change, a $10 oil change. I go, hey, what's going on with my car? And the mechanic's like, you need to talk to the manager, man. So I walk around. The manager is born a lady, giant. Looked like Butterbean with a wig, right? Uh-huh. Just a big woman, right? Well, not a long hair wig either. Short. Looked like Butterbean with Roger Ebert's hair, and came at me with an attitude. Because I was like, excuse me, why are all the tires off my car? Well, sir, we give a complimentary inspection of all the cars that we service, and your brakes are shot. I go, I don't care.
Yeah, right.
I'm here for an oil change, so yeah, if you could put them tires back on there, I'll pay for my oil change to get out here. Legally, we can't let you drive this car off as bad as your brakes are.
Yeah.
I go, once again, I'll worry about the cops.
First of all, that can't be true.
I don't know.
There's no way, because then you could just charge somebody whatever you
sure.
want.
Sure. So I go, put my tires back on my car so I can leave. And she's like, you need to calm down. And I go, this is me calm. If you don't get my tires on my car, I'm about to uncalm down. I'm going to uncalm down real quick. Oh, really? Oh, really? Okay. So, are you trying to threaten us or anything? I go, that's happening next.
Yes.
You put my goddamn tires on my car, and maybe she's listening. Or me and you are going to fight. I'm going to fight you. And then there was some other guy standing in the, you know, in the shop area. And he looked over like, what's going on? I go, I'll fight you. I said, I'm not even guaranteed to win this fight, but you're not going to like it. Like, you know, this is me 20 years ago. I was still a little scrappy 20 years ago. I'm kind of avoid, you know, conflict in my older age. But 20 years ago, I'll hit you in the head with something. I don't care, you know.
Yeah.
So, dude, I was losing my mind. And finally, she was just like, put his tires on there. I hope he gets in a wreck on the way home.
Oh, God.
And, dude, I cussed that lady and that place out so bad. And then she started writing up. Somebody's like, ring him up. And we had to put the higher oil in there. I go, I'm not paying for anything. And I drove off. I was like, come get me. Call the cops. I'm not paying for anything. I didn't pay for the oil change. They tried to make the $10 oil change into like a $60 oil change.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I go, I ain't paying for anything. Call the police. And they were like, just get out of here. Never come back. I go, that's not a problem.
So free oil change. Pretty good.
Well, I mean, I almost had a stroke from being so pissed off.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, it took a year or two off your life. But brutal. Free oil change. Pretty good.
Yeah. No.
That's not bad.
As far as the AC, we were both having problems with our AC last week.
Yeah.
So my best buddy Whitmore, who does all my handiwork and everything, he looked up some stuff, and I also had somebody DM me last week, and we talked about it, saying there's a valve on Kias, and you know, around the same year as mine, that you could replace this valve, a compressor valve, and 90% of the time that's the problem. You don't need a compressor or a condenser, all that stuff. And it's $50. So I ordered one off Amazon the other day, and Whitmore put it in my car today. We went and bought $40 of Freon from AutoZone, and it's blowing ice cold. I had to turn it down on the way here because I was freezing. My nips were so hard.
Nice.
Yeah. I went and had it quoted last week to get it repaired. $1,400 is what they wanted to fix it. I got the whole thing done with Whitmore for less than $100.
It's so nice having a man in your life
I know.
That knows about this,
no doubt,
this sort of thing.
I tell people all the time, you need a Whitmore.
Yeah.
Everybody needs one. Find you one. I have a real meltdown.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
It seems like I got to do this one once a year. You sons of bitches. All right? There is an unwritten rule. And the unwritten rule, I believe, is 2 weeks. Maybe longer. But you can't go blabbing about a show that everybody's been anticipating the night of or the next day even. I'm over here dodging spoilers like the goddamn Matrix meme. Stop! All right, look, some of us are in meaningful relationships. And if you're married or almost married or you've been with your significant other for a long time, you know how it works. You can't watch it alone. You have to watch it together. And my beautiful fiance, she works a four-day schedule that's like double shifts. That's how nurses do it. They work three doubles, and then they're off 4 days. But Leah works four because she picks up that extra day for the bonus. So she's not, she can't watch the goddamn House of Dragons until Thursday. So I gotta wait till Thursday. Sure, I can watch it behind her back and act surprised on Thursday when I see it. But I'm not like that. I love the girl. I'm not a scumbag. But all day today, I can't believe it. Blah, and I just have to get off. I have to turn my head. I'm whipping my head away from my phone looking at Facebook like somebody's putting ding-dong pics up. Stop with the damn spoilers. I don't care about your commentary. Wait a few days. I mean, if you want to say something like, wow, that was great, fine. I don't even want to see that, to be honest. But when you're doing details, jerk-offs, stop. You're ruining it for people. Some people have to work crazy schedules. Give people a break. You want to spoil The Sopranos? Fine. It's over. I don't care. Or spoil Better Call Saul. Nobody cares.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.